Hello, everybody, and welcome back into another episode of the Hockey Writers Roundtable season previews. As we keep running through the NHL teams, we're up to the Arizona Coyotes. Very exciting team going into this season. Lots of young talent and lots of writers. I don't only have Haynes this season. We got a couple new guys. And Haynes Evans, you all have all seen him on Howlers and Growlers. He's been writing for the Hockey Writers for a couple seasons now, I believe. And maybe
three. I think it's my third.
Three seasons. So he's a veteran, but we got a couple rookies joining us, Chase Beardsley and Cooper Krigbaum. First of all, Chase, welcome to the YouTube channel. How's it going?
It's going good. I mean, it's not an introduction to broadcasting and stuff, but you know, it's an introduction to Hockey Writers. Love it. Love working here. So let's do it.
All right. And Cooper, I know you're also a new writer. How's it going?
Oh, it's been awesome. It's been everything I imagined and more. I love being here. It's been a blast so far.
All right. Well, let's jump into the Coyotes. As everyone knows, we don't want to harp on it. They did not make the playoffs by a long shot last season, but did have a good season at Mullet Arena. I mean, probably the reason that they weren't last in the whole NHL, but very exciting to be playing at the arena right now. Hopefully a new one is in the near future, but we won't harp on that too much because there's been so much about relocation and all the arena talk. That's not what we're here for. We are here to talk about the team that's coming into this season. So let's get the season preview started with the offense. Lots of new faces, lots of exciting young talent, but we're going to start with Logan Cooley, probably the most exciting rookie that's come. Well, there's Connor Bedard, but we're not going to talk about Connor Bedard. Logan Cooley is probably one of the top prospects in the league right now. Haynes, we'll start with you. What do you expect from Logan Cooley coming into this season? Should we temper expectations, or are we supposed to be expecting a huge rookie season from this guy?
You know, I wouldn't go as far as saying let's cap this kid at 70, 80 points this year. I mean, he's a great kid. He's going to be a guy. He's going to be a future star. He's the next guy to lead this next wave of Coyotes hockey. And, you know, we've talked about this since last year when they took him third overall. I mean, he is an exceptionally smart hockey player, great two-way guy. Hockey IQ is off the charts. He's a guy who's going to be pushing Bedard and a lot of other guys this year for that Calder nomination. And, you know, I think this year is going to be one of those really exciting years for a Calder watch with the talent that's right now going into that season. And there's so many names to keep on there. And Cooley's just one of those guys that I think brings a lot to the table. But, you know, he I don't think the Kaiser are expecting to come in and play top line minutes. I think this is a kid you're going to see maybe slot in second line, third line, get his feet wet, get a little comfortable in the system. I think once he gets going, the Coyotes did do a lot of work at bringing him in some help and some other talent. I think once he gets a little going there, I think we could see a big spike from him. But I'm excited. As the Coyotes said, this is the best prospect in the world right now. I mean, this is the greatest prospect right now in sports. So I'm excited to see what happens this year for sure.
That's a bit hyping him up. But
I'm only saying what the Coyotes said. I'm only speaking from the Coyotes' behalf.
Hey, I love Logan Cooley. He is one of my most exciting prospects too. I've loved him since his draft year and watching him too. So, Chase, what do you think about Logan Cooley coming into the season? It wasn't expected. I mean, it wasn't confirmed that he would, because there was talk he was going to go back to university for his last year, but he's here. What do you think him going into the season?
Well, I mean, it's obviously super exciting for Coyotes fans. This is probably the best prospect that this organization has seen, maybe since Clayton Keller. But even beyond that, I think he might be better than Clayton Keller at the end. Mm-hmm. Look, I've seen him live with Minnesota because Forks up, I'm a Sun Devil. but I saw him pull off that Michigan goal at Mullet Arena. It was insane. He has offensive talent beyond the world. It's crazy how good he is, especially how good he was with the Gophers. And obviously, you know, he wasn't expected to come this season, and here he is. I think because of the additions that the Coyotes made, because of the commitment that the Coyotes made to Logan Cooley and his development, I think that gave him a safe passage over. And look, I think he's going to be great. I think he's going to put his name in the Calder nomination. I know we're not trying to hype him up too bad, but I do think he's that good. And I think he's going to prove a lot of doubters wrong about this Coyotes team.
For sure. And finishing off with you, Cooper, you know, Cooley's been, he's been talked about a lot. I don't think everyone thought where he dropped to the Coyotes, I don't think there was expected, but he's got a lot of talent around him going into the season. What do you think about Cooley going into his first season in the NHL?
No, for sure. I think the talent around him, Bill Armstrong has done an amazing job surrounding him with, I mean, Jason Zucker. I think he's a phenomenal player. As we said, veteran player. I think he's getting in his 30s. So he can help Cooley develop a little bit easier. And I think not pushing him into that first line role will help him not turn out to be maybe like a Kyle Turris, like struggling into the role as a top player. I think he's an amazing player. Offensive potential is through the roof. And I think he's going to do really well this year.
Yeah, and well, it's a good segue. I didn't ask you to do that, but there you go. We're going to talk about the new additions now, and there's, you know, Cooley's one of them, but they did bring a few veterans in, amongst them Alexander Kerfoot from the Toronto Maple Leafs. You got Jason Zucker from the Penguins. Nick Bjugstad returns after a little bit of a time in Edmonton there, but he comes back to the Coyotes. Those guys aren't just pushovers either. They're not just these depth guys. They're going to make a difference in the lineup. So we'll go to you, Chase, first. You want to focus on any of these guys that could potentially be a huge difference maker in the Coyotes' fortunes this season?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned a lot of great players there. Obviously, Alex Kerfoot, a great third-line center. I will probably play that third line center that he played in on lines in Toronto. He was up and down the lineup, so we'll see if he kind of replicates that there. But I want to talk about Jason Zucker, because Jason Zucker is a all-around great player. And let me tell you why. First off, he was great last year with the Penguins. He put up near career stats of 48 points, 27 goals in 78 games played. It's not just about the production, though. He is a complete team player. He has that physical presence that will drive you insane, and he will do anything for his team. We saw that last year when he almost fought Jordan Binnington, that whole feud that was going on in that game. We all saw that. And that's the type of environment that the Coyotes want to bring. They want to show that, hey, you know, we might still be growing, but we are going to be a hard team to play against. And they've done that in the past years, but this is a elevated level of that type of player. And this is a player that's going to stick up for his team. And it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, Zucker was really good in Pittsburgh, and he was hurt as well. So, I mean, he's got some a lot of potential. He's only 31. I mean, only 31. But, I mean, he's still got a few seasons left, I think, at his prime, especially if he can still stay healthy, which is a question mark with him. So, but we'll see. All right, Cooper, you mentioned Zucker, but anyone else in this new additions that you kind of want to focus on going into the season?
I think Chase kind of hit on it, but I think Alexander Kerfoot's going to play a big role. I think he really fits Turini's role, the third, fourth line center. I think he's really his game's kind of similar to it, but that of Connor Garland. I think he's a really scrappy player. I think obviously that showed with Jordan Binnington, but I think he's a really scrappy player, and he's going to be able to fit really across the entire lineup and help this Coyotes team win.
Right, Haynes, we didn't leave you anyone, but do you want to talk about, you can add on, you can talk about anyone else, but any of these new additions that you think are going to make a huge impact this season?
No, you definitely left me with some people there to talk about for sure. I definitely want to say first, I think Zucker is going to be a great addition to the Coyotes. I kind of see this as almost a Derek Stepan kind of addition from a few years back. You bring in this veteran, a guy who's going to, you know, when Stepan came in, he was setting the pace for guys like Keller, guys like Kraus, guys like Fisher. And now it's his job to set the stage for guys like Gunther, like Cooley, like Michelli. So I think Zucker's a great addition. You need that veteran presence in the locker room, and I think he brings it. Alex Kerfoot's another great addition. I mean, this is a scrappy guy who's going to put big minutes on the third and fourth line. Pair him with a guy like Jack McBain, Lawson Kraus, you're getting a really good player here who can play some crucial minutes. And we've seen that 2 seasons ago, had a tremendous year in Toronto. So I'm excited to see what happens there. But I got to stick with my boy, who my brother jokingly calls him because he heard it, called him nickname one time, Nick Bjugstad, a.k.a. Rotisserie Chicken. That's a nickname he got one time in Florida. Aussie Bukes back in Arizona this year after, you know, being dealt the deadline. He said it himself. The reason he came back is because he sees what Andre Tournier has been is building here. He sees this team that he's building, the trust he's building with it. He chose to come back because of that reason. And honestly, Troy Stetcher, another guy will hit defense, also came back to Arizona the same reason. These are guys who bought into what Tony was preaching and want to come back and expand upon that. And, you know, Bukes had one of his best years in a while last year with Arizona. He was producing very well for a third line center on the Coyotes. That Tanj was playing second line. So, you know, I'm excited to see what Bukes does come back to Arizona this year. I think he's a think he's gonna be fun. I think my brother's got to buy a rotisserie chicken jersey now, and I quoted him on that. So we'll see if he stays true to that this season. But yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with anybody. I mean, especially in the offense this year. I think the Coyotes have real solid four lines this year.
I think adding on to what Haynes said, I think another big element about Bukes has come back is that these Coyotes, these former Coyotes, are coming back, and that really improves culture. I mean, you know, we haven't seen that a lot in the past couple of years, and now you see Bukestad, Stetcher come in, come back, and they're like, we enjoy playing here, we enjoy living here, we enjoy the culture. That's what you want to see. And again, as Haynes mentioned, that's what you want to see out of your new coach and returning coach, Andre Turney.
That's a big thing, is people wanting to play for the Coyotes and not rejecting and wanting to go somewhere else. So that is a good point. Okay, the offense isn't just about the new guys, right? There is some other guys that are part of it still. Clayton Keller, still the leader on offense, I think, even with the new guys. You've got guys like Matias Maccelli, and coming off a really good rookie season. He was in the Calder talk for a bit there. I know he was in my Calder tracker at the beginning of the season, but got hurt, unfortunately, but still ended up with a pretty good year. We'll start with you, Cooper. I want to talk about Maccelli because you had a great article about him, and you actually, it was really, I really liked it. So, I mean, what do you think about Maccelli going into this season? And you can just add on to any of the other storylines you got in the offense here.
Yeah, I think he has a lot of potential to really become a dynamic playmaker. I mean, other than the goal scoring, I think goal scoring is something he can work on this season. I mean, he only had 11 goals last year. So I think he's not Logan Cooley, but his dynamic playmaking and passing is very similar to that of Logan Cooley. And I think him playing in that first, maybe not first line, but second, third line, and I mean, the Coyotes are that deep that they can do that. A player of Matias Michelli's caliber can play at that third line. So I think he's going to play really good. I think he did really well last year with Lawson Krause. I think he did really good with him. So I think the future's he's going to do really good, I think.
Yeah, I like, and late round picks succeeding is also one of my things. I love that. So I hope he can have another great season in Arizona, especially with more support around him too, right?
For sure.
So we'll see. Hey, Chase, any other storylines you kind of want to touch on in the forwards? There's quite a few of them. We haven't even talked about Dylan Genther here. I mean, he's coming into this season, probably his first full NHL season, but anything else you want to talk about here?
Well, that's a great one. Dylan Genther obviously going to return from his time with the Thunderbirds, and now he's going to come back. I think it's interesting where they put him. They have a lot of rookies to play with, but someone I really want to talk about is Nick Schmaltz. I mean, obviously has been dealing with injury year after year. We know he's very injury prone, but he was incredible last year with Clayton Keller again on that line. 58 points, just one less point than last year. Same game played, 63. I think he can take it up a whole notch, especially if he plays a full season. And who else will be on that line with him? It's going to be interesting. Obviously, Barrett Hayden was in that center, but will Turney mesh it up? We'll see. But I think Schmaltz can really put up maybe 10 more points if he plays full season. And I think he's really an underrated winger in this league / center.
Yeah, I agree. Schmaltz has been a little bit of an underrated guy throughout, even with the Coyotes. I keep forgetting about him, that he's there. So, but he's been really good. All right, Haynes, finish us off. What do you think about the offense as a whole? Anyone you kind of want to touch on a little bit more?
Yeah, I want to say, first off, Chase Cooper doing a great job setting me up here with some stuff to say coming into me there. Maccelli wasn't even the guy people last year thought was going to be the Coyotes Calder nomination. Everybody thought it was going to be Dylan Gunther. Gunther was the guy who got the thing. Everybody thought Gunther was the star coming out of Arizona. And Maccelli was the guy who came out of Arizona. And I do agree with Cooper. I think he needs to shoot a puck a little bit more. That's what we didn't see enough of him last year. When he can make great plays and he can set guys up, but I want to see him shoot the puck a little bit more. I mean, you can be a great wires call, you can be a great passer, great, you know, setup man and all that, but I want to see him shoot the puck more. And that's a big thing for him. Nick Schmaltz, same kind of ordeal. I know sometimes he has that tendency to pass first. So I want to see him shoot a little more. I want to see him also have a healthy first year. The guy I want to hit on real fast though, Barrett Hayton. You know, Barrett Hayton has been such a widely talked about player in the league since he's come in here. I mean, there was a lot of controversy over the Coyotes taking him at fifth overall, and they did. John Chyka's final move for departing from Arizona. And from the start, it did not look like the Hayton experiment was going to work out in Arizona. And, you know, he had some stretches, and he had some bad, bad downfalls, and he split some time between the AHL and Tucson and coming to Arizona. And this past season, in that second half of the year, when he finally got meshed with Keller and Schmaltz, you saw a whole different player out of him. And that's something that the Coyotes really desperately need to see him do, but not at the second half of the season. That needs to be a full 82-game slate, him playing like that level, because the Coyotes have options this year. Like you guys have said, they have options for first-line center. He's not guaranteed that first spot. If he starts to underperform, there's guys who can take his role. So I'm really hoping to see him maybe, you know, finally get the wheels moving. Tournier's looks like it's bringing something out of him, so I'm hoping that translates again to this season.
Yeah, those are all great players that we've mentioned, and I think we touched on almost all of them. I think the only guy we didn't talk about was Lawson Crows. Jack McKinney.
Shout out to his dad. Shout out to his dad, Mike. He's good friends with his dad.
Awesome. There we go. So, yeah, this whole offense is going to be interesting to watch. You know, they've got some stars. They've got some veterans. A good mix. I mean, they could be a good team this year. So, but let's move on to the defense, and there's a lot of new faces in this one, too. Led by probably the biggest names, Matt Dumba coming in. Not the same defenseman he was in Minnesota early on, but he's still a really good guy. You got Sean Durzi coming in from the Los Angeles Kings. Troy Stetcher, like you guys mentioned, returning from a brief stint with the Calgary Flames. Jacob Chychrun. He's no longer with the Coyotes. So, I mean, this whole defense has a new look to it. So, I'll start with you, Haynes. What do you think about the overall defense going into this season? Are they good enough to potentially make a difference? I mean, they are definitely better than the last season, I think.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to have to keep a coin tracker here of 25 cents every time I say Chychrun's name here. But, you know, that was the biggest thing last year. When you guys asked me this last year, it was what happened with Jacob Chychrun this year in Arizona? And, you know, after long, long speculation where he was going to go, multiple teams calling in, finally went to Ottawa. People were really, you know, kind of critical on what the Coyotes got in return for him. At the end of the day, I think the Coyotes got a great return for him, especially what they did in the draft, I think was a great return for him. Last season, the Coyotes started off the year with, you know, after what Chychrun was doing, some injuries would come back after he got dealt. The Coyotes were struggling a little bit on defense. I mean, you now throw your talent to J.J. Moser, who's now a guy getting thrust into that starting role position. And what did the Coyotes do? They picked up a guy in Juuso Välimäki from Calgary, and Juuso Välimäki elevated Moser's game. He almost challenged Moser to raise the stakes up to his game, and then paid huge dividends off for him. But then you look what the Coyotes do this off season. You know, guys like Patrick Nemeth no longer here. Josh Brown is brought back. You know, he'll kind of be bumping in and out of the lineup. You bring in guys like Travis Dermott. You bring in guys like, you said, like Sean Durzi, big signing. You bring in guys like Matt Dumba. I think this is – I wouldn't go out and say this is the best defensive core in the league. I won't go out and say that's the best defensive core in the league, but I would say for a team that's looking to compete for potentially a wild card spot, I think you have a pretty well, solid, rounded out top core there, defenseman in the top six there. I think you have a really good lineup that, you know, if they can stay healthy, if they can mesh well, if they can help not allow Vemelka or Ingram to face 40 shots a night, I think the Coyotes can steal a lot of games.
Yeah, I think they've got some interesting names in there. Cooper, what do you think about this defense? I mean, arguably it is led by J.J. Moser. You know, he's emerged as a really good NHL defenseman. So what do you think about this defense going into the season?
I think, like you guys said, it's very much improved from last year. I think last year, I mean, Vemelka, I think, was facing almost 35 shots a game. So I think getting that, the pressure off of him, and getting like Dumba, Stetcher, those guys back, I think that'll be very important. But I think the biggest wild card for this defense is going to be Victor Soderstrom. The Coyotes' 2019 first round pick, I believe, he played last year with the Coyotes towards the end of the season, but he's really been like a in and out of the lineup down in Tucson. He hasn't really solidified his role in the lineup. So I think with the Coyotes becoming more competitive and really gaining traction with guys like Zucker and all these other guys, I think if he can solidify himself in a role with the Coyotes defense, I think he could do really good in that spot.
Yeah, Soderstrom's the guy we haven't mentioned, so there you go. He is a guy that's he's been a bit, I don't know, maybe forgotten a little bit in Arizona. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I think he can definitely have a chance now with this defense, maybe can fit in somewhere. So, yeah, that's a good point. All right, finishing off, Chase, what do you think about this defense going into the season? Is it good enough to make a difference in the division, or are they still a bit away?
You know, I think it's definitely a difference maker, because if you compare the defense from last season, like the last game, is drastically different. Obviously, the Chikrin situation is finally done. It felt like forever we were talking about that. And the same can be said about Matt Dumba. We always heard about him moving out from Minnesota. He finally does his first new team in his whole career. Don't forget, this is a guy who has scored 50 points once in his career. He can totally get back to that as long as he plays with the correct people. And I believe that Bill Armstrong has brought in the right people. I really, really like the Sean Durzi trade. I think that's a smart trade that they did with LA, because he was obviously not having a great fit in LA, and he was always felt like kind of the odd man out. Coyotes had an absurd amount of draft picks. Pick him up. Soderstrom, as Cooper mentioned, you know, that could be a wild card. That could be definitely a wild card there. You can pair him with someone like a Matt Dumba, or you can flip him all around the blue line, see who fits. This could be the year for Soderstrom. Making it as a full-time NHLer or becoming, you know, a bottom pairing guy. I think Travis Dermott is also looking for a bounce back year. I mean, obviously mostly injured last year. He's a guy that has been a solid bottom pairing, middle pairing guy. And, you know, Coyotes could be looking for that depending on what happens with their defense. But I think in, you know, short term, yes, I think this is a blue line that is going to be way better than last year. The Durzi and Dumba contracts that they brought in are so much better than what they had last year that remained of basically the aftermath of the trade deadline.
Yeah, that like I say, this defense is pretty new. I mean, you're going to this season with probably, I mean, Valimaki was there last season, but and Stetcher was there most of the season, but it's like JJ Moser is the most constant, so we'll see how it all kind of fits. And the cap hit of everyone, I think, adds up to the cap hit of Matt Dumba. So pretty close. That's interesting. I just look at cap friendly here, and I'm like, man, it almost adds up to the same what Dumba makes all, and that's five defensemen in there. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all kind of works out. All right, let's talk about goaltending now. And Karel Vemelka, I mean, he's had a great couple seasons. I mean, he's probably been one of the most, I don't know if underrated goaltender, but his numbers may not look like Vezina trophy caliber, but he's been really good since he's become the starter for the Coyotes. So they also have Connor Ingram backup for them too. And then Ivan Prosvetov is also in the mix. So we'll start with you, Haynes. What do you think about the goaltending going? Are they a good enough tandem to kind of pair with the defense and offense to be a playoff team potentially?
Yeah, you know, Karel Vemelka has always been such an interesting case. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, he comes from the Czech Republic, never had played professional hockey in North America, comes to Arizona, expect to be an AHL guy, sitting behind two guys and who was he sitting behind at the time? He was sitting behind Carter. No, who I cannot think of who he was sitting behind. I know Joseph Coronar. And who would you say?
Was that before or after Darcy Kemper? I always forget.
After Darcy Kemper.
Yeah.
The, Carter for the Kites for a short time. Yeah, there you go. Yes. He was expected to play at the AHL, sit behind those two guys, and he makes the starting night roster over Coronar, and he starts the season as the backup. And by a month or two, he's the starter of the Coyotes. He's thrust into the position. And like you said, Matthew, he didn't have the numbers of a Vezina caliber goalie last 2 years. But one thing I picked up from everybody that I talked to outside of Arizona in terms of hockey fans, people are really impressed with his game. he's a very skilled goaltender at his age. I mean, he came over at a prime age time. I mean, he came over in Arizona at 26 years old. Most goalies, you know, are it's about 26 where they make it out, 24, 25, 26 range, where they make it out of developing to be starters. And he came right at the time of his prime of his career. And he's, I think, with a good defensive core in front of him and a good offense that's scoring more than they're allowing, I think you're really going to see good years out of both these guys. And it really just determines on just can the Coyotes limit these guys from facing 40 to 50 shots a night.
That's going to be the key thing, I think, because I think he's going to be really good if they don't allow that many shots on him. Cooper, what do you think about the goaltending? Vemelka is probably the starter again, but Ingram is going to be pushing him for starts, I think. So what do you think about this tandem going into the season?
Yeah, I think they have a lot of potential. I think with the improved D-Corps, I think they really can play good. I mean, Vemelka was keeping us in games like crazy. I mean, facing 40-plus shots, I mean, he was still playing on top of his head like crazy. I mean, it was really impressive what he was able to do. So with a much improved team, I think he can do really good, as well as Ingram. I think he's a little bit younger than Vemelka, but I think both of them, if they can play at their A game, I think they can do really good this year.
For sure. And Vemelka always beats the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I think he always looks like a Vezina caliber goalie when he plays them. So
don't make me throw out the record against Toronto now. I have to save my phone all the time. I update every year. I don't wanna get like blacklisted in Canada. So don't start talking. I'll throw out the all time record. It'll get me blacklisted.
All right, Chase, what do you think about this goaltending tandem? They probably hope that they play Toronto all the time, but not happening.
Well, I think Haynes Cooper hit right on the head. I mean, obviously, Connor Ingram for me is going to be the big one to watch. We know what Vemelka can do. We know he can be one of the most underrated goalies in the league, starting to trend the other way, but because everyone's starting to know him, but he's a really good goalie. So is Ingram. Ingram had a .906 save percentage on this team last year. It's very impressive what he did. But I'm going to talk a little bit about a goaltender that we didn't talk about, Ivan Prostatov, who is the third string goalie at this time. He played mainly in Tucson last year, 35 games. He had a .900 save percentage and 3.06 goals against average. He also played 7 games with the Coyotes last year, and he actually had a winning record out of that, 4-3-0. And he did have a .880 save percentage. Not the best, obviously, but this is still a relatively young goalie. This is a 24-year-old. They brought him back for a reason, for a 1-year extension. We'll see how he does. He's probably going to start in Tucson next year, barring any injury. Fingers crossed that doesn't happen, obviously. Yeah. But he'll probably start in Tucson, and we'll see what he can do down there. Obviously, Tucson made the playoffs last year, got eliminated by Coachella, but we'll see if he can bring him back to the playoffs and if he'll get some more starts up in Tempe.
Yes. Yeah, that tandem is going to be interesting to see. I think Vemelka, like we called it on Howlers and Growlers way back when, and he was going to be good. So I keep following.
I did. I don't want to point fingers, but I did. You can rewatch the episode. Go back on YouTube, look it up. I called it.
All right. And they also got Michael Hrabal coming way later. But he's going to be a really good goaltender, too. He's a massive guy, 6'7". But he'll be in Arizona in due time, but he's a ways away. But Vemelka's the right now. And I think they do have a good enough goalie tandem to make some noise in the division, maybe. So we'll see. All right. We talked about the forwards, the defense, and the goaltending. Now let's talk about how they stack up in the Central Division, because, I mean, they're probably not the worst team, but they're obviously not the best team. So, Haynes, where do you see them kind of falling in this division at the end of the year?
Based off of what I'm looking for this year, you know, I'm looking kind of around the Central Division as a whole. You know, Winnipeg is in an interesting time right now where guys like Connor Hellebuyck says he doesn't want to be there anymore. Guys like Scheifele could be on his way out of Winnipeg. So Winnipeg's is an interesting situation what they do here. They don't want to rebuild, but they're almost kind of having to force themselves to rebuild. Nashville's in another interesting situation here of what they're going to do. Chicago just picked up, you know, next Connor McDavid and Connor Bedard. Mm-hmm. I still think that, you know, they might be another dweller down the bond for another season or two. I could see the Coyotes, you know, I mean, you look at your top four here. I mean, you're looking at teams like Colorado, you know, looking at teams like Dallas. You're looking at teams like St. Louis, who, you know, will kind of be battling there in some parts of the season. And, you know, I think Arizona falls in here. I mean, this would not shock me to see this team, you know, go into the, you know, end of the season as a wild card team. It really would not. I know people don't want to hear that. They might think I'm crazy because they don't think the team's drastically improved that much. But I generally do believe that I think this team could be a wild card team, a dark horse, a wild card for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different wild cards in this lineup. Use that term again, but yeah, it's going to be fun to actually see how that all works out. All right, Chase, do you agree? Are they a wild card team? Or are you setting expectations a bit lower?
You know, I've told my friends my predictions for this team, and they've called me crazy, but you know, I've been called worse things. I think Dallas and Colorado lock up those top two spots. I think they are very good. They're in their windows of competition. Minnesota, I think, gets that third spot. They've been there for the past couple of seasons. I think that's where they're going to lie again this year. And then you have the two wildcard spots in the West. I think the Kraken are going to get one of those spots. But then you have that last wildcard spot. I don't think anyone in the Pacific Division is as good as the two teams I'm about to mention. If we look up and down the Central Division, Chicago Blackhawks, in my opinion, they need a couple more years. I know they have Connor Bedard, but I think you need to build out from Connor Bedard. It can't just be the Bedard show all the time. St. Louis Blues, they're interesting. I think their goaltending is interesting. I think they do need to do a little reset. So I think I personally have them down the bottom. And then Winnipeg, obviously, Connor Hellebuyck wants out. Mark Scheifele wants out. So what are they going to do? It's going to be interesting. So I think for me, you have Nashville and the Coyotes battling out for that last wild card spot. I think the Coyotes have an excellent chance. If they sneak in, Mullet Arena is going to be insane. Can I say that? Because playoffs at Mullet, it would be awesome. I definitely think they can sneak into that wild card spot, and it's going to be a tough battle with them in Nashville.
Yeah. I'd love to see that. All right, Cooper, are you agreeing with this? Is it a playoff team, or are you setting those expectations a bit lower for fans?
I think as much as people wouldn't want to hear it, like Hayden said, I think it's possible. I mean, if they can pull through, I mean, they think they can. I mean, Kelly, you saw him last year. I mean, he went on a crazy streak, and we were winning games. I mean, I think Moral Magic definitely helped that. But we were winning games, and they were like, if we can get players in, we're going to win games. So I think – with all the additions we've made, and I mean, Cooley, I think they can win it. I mean, Trainee, I mean, arguably one of the most underrated coaches, in my opinion. I think he's really driving this team each day. And I think if they put their mind to it, I think they could potentially be a wild card team.
Yeah, I want to add on to what Cooper said. I mean, they had a fantastic record at home. Like, if you combine that with a fantastic away record, they would have been in the playoff, actually, but it's away from the amazing arena known as Mullet Arena, is where they had issues. And obviously the beginning of the season was a bit rough, but I think they can really fix that. And once again, Mullet Magic, it's real.
Yeah. A lot of teams are going to say that. A lot of teams lost at that arena. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. If they can fix their road record, I think they do have a chance for sure. Okay, let's get to our fun part of the show. Quick fire, and I'm going to throw a bunch of questions. And all these have, I think, been articles at thehockeywriters.com. A lot of them have been. So let's start with the one or two breakout stars. And we'll start with you, Chase. Who do you got breaking out this season? There's quite a few candidates on this team.
I think I'm going to steal the obvious ones from you guys. Logan Cooley. I mean, he is the most hyped prospect that the Coyotes have had. He's really going to break out this year, especially on some line. Maybe Michelli, maybe Zucker in that line. Either way, I think he's got the proper line mates.
There you go. Haynes, what do you got? Breakout star.
I mean, Cooley, honestly, I won't take Cooley. And Cooley, I mean, is going to be a star on his own. But based off last year, I think two guys who – one, I think we might see a breakout from is Dylan Gunther. I want to see Dylan Gunther have that first full year. Let's see what he can do. I think he has a chance to really break out here. And then Jack McVane. We saw a lot from McVane at the end of the season. He was real hot. I think he's in for a big year this year in Arizona.
Nice. Those are two good choices. Okay, Cooper, what's your breakout star for this season?
Right now I have Barrett Hayton. I think if he could play a full year on that first top line with Clayton Keller and Nick Foles, I think he really can break out. For the first half of the season, he was really struggling, and I think Tucson was an option for him at some point. But once after the All-Star break, I think he really broke out on that first line, and he really became a great middleman for Schmaltz and Keller. And then my second player I have is Connor Ingram. We just touched on him, but I think he can really develop into a strong second stringer or eventually take the starter from Melka. I think that tandem is going to be really good. And I think if he can really show what he can do with a better defense, I think the sky's the limit.
Yeah, that's a guy that I think a lot of people may have forgotten about, I think, as a backup there. But we'll see how he does going into the season. All right. X factors. Chase, we'll start with you. Who's an X factor this season? It doesn't have to be a player per se. It could be a situation like a power play, coaching, whatever. But what do you got as an X factor?
Well, I touched on it a little bit back, but I'm going to go the away record because that was the whole reason why the Coyotes didn't have a better record. They had a fantastic record at home, above 500. But as I mentioned, they were struggling on the road. So I think if they can improve that, I think Andrea Turney can really improve on that, especially with the new team he has. They can really be in that wild card hunt, as we're saying. And another X factor I'm going to say is a really good start. They've struggled with beginning of the season beginnings ever since, you know, they started this new rebuild. They need to break out that slump. And if they do, I mean, they could have a good chance at catching up to the wild card spot.
Yeah, I agree with that. That road record needs to get better, that's for sure. All right, Haynes, what do you got as the next factor coming this season?
I'm going to go player. I think Nick Schmaltz has a chance to be an X factor player this year. I mean, we've talked about it. You give him a full season. He's never played a full year. He has been injured every season. I love the guy. At times, I'm convinced he's made of glass. I'm convinced you could sneeze on sometimes, and he might be out for an extended amount of time. I think if he has a full season, though, he meshes so well with Keller. I mean, the two of them almost kind of gives me flashbacks for some of you older Coyotes fans of Domi and Duclair, the Killer D's. I mean, they almost give you that feeling of those two breakout guys that, you know, strive to make each other better. And I think if he can play a full year, I think he's an X factor that could push the Coyotes over the hump if he connects and it just goes right on that same pace with Keller.
Yeah. X factor for him is staying healthy. I think that's
yeah.
I think that's his own
that's
X
for
factor.
Sure. Yeah. A lot of time on the ice, not watching from the press box.
You're right. All right, Cooper, what do you got as an X factor here?
I think the Coyotes last year were really a one-line team with Keller, especially after the trade deadline, getting rid of a bunch of pieces. I think it really is going to come down to how the second, third, and fourth line, how they play. I know we touch on it, but we signed a bunch of players. I mean, you have a lot of players who are going to be coming in, fighting for spots, really doing good. So I think if they can do good in that role in depth forwards, I think we can really, really improve that away record, like Chase said, and really become a potential wildcard team.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll stay with you at this one since you're talking about people fighting for lineup spots. I don't know how many there are, but for these guys to make it, but a rookie or a prospect that could make the roster out of training camp that no one expects.
I'm going to go with Connor Geeky. Very, very good player. He was very good at development camp. I saw him and he looked really sharp. But I think, like Gunther last year, I think no one – I mean, they were kind of expecting Gunther to make it. But I think they could give him a 9-game trial and see if he has it right now. And if he could stick with the team, he could be really good for his development. I don't know if he's quite ready with his skating and some other things he needs to work on, but I think he could be a prospect that could potentially be a dark horse to make this team.
I like that one. I think he definitely has the potential to do that. I see the 9 games for sure. I don't know beyond that, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, Chase, what do you got? Prospect rookie that could make the roster. No one expects him to.
I'm going to go with Josh Stone. Yeah, I think he had a very interesting and pretty good season last year. He had 38 points on a I would say, a disappointing Arizona State squad. You know, they had a lot of players on there and still couldn't really do anything. But Josh Doan was lighting it up, 16 goals. Went to Tucson and had 6 points in 14 games. Not bad, not bad. But I really do think if he really does well in this training camp, he could have a bottom line spot in this lineup. I don't think he's going to be anything close to a Logan Cooley, like top of the lineup every single night. But I think Doan really has a good chance at making the third, fourth line this year and making that line really, really great offensively, which is what Cooper touched on. They need to be multi line lead. He could really do it.
Yeah. And the thing is, he'd be used to the arena too. So, all right, Haynes, finish it off. Got a surprising rookie for us here.
I got to go Connor Geeky as well. I mean, a lot of people were real critical about where they took him. You know, some people didn't think that the Coyotes should trade as high as up they did to go after him, and they did. Like Cooper said, he has areas to work on. I just did a prospect spotlight article on him, and he has areas to work on. He needs to work on his skating. He knows that's an issue of him that he needs to build on. And, you know, he had a lot of issues last year for people that didn't follow along. He had a lot of issues with his coaching staff with the Winnipeg Ice, now the Wild, as they're relocating and all that. They need a lot of work. I mean, he needs to see eye to eye with his coaching staff this year if he wants to have another big breakout, even bigger breakout this past season. I definitely think he gets a 9-game trial. I don't think he goes any further than that. I think he needs another year to develop. But I mean, he's a big guy, and we know that Armstrong likes to draft big players. He's a tall kid. He's 6'4". He's over 200 pounds. He's going to be a force on skates. He wants to make the NHL. He talks about wanting to go after his brother, Morgan. So when he gets there, Morgan might not be so prepared for that. But he's a guy that I think you want to keep an eye out on.
For sure. Morgan's in Boston now. So we will see how Connor, if he can actually make the lineup and play well enough to potentially play the whole season. I don't think that'll happen. There's just too many other guys in the mix. All right, keeping the idea on prospects, I'll start with you, Cooper, because you've been doing quite a few of these articles on these different prospects. So just a prospect to watch. It's in the system right now. It doesn't have to be a guy that makes the NHL right now, but just in the prospect pool in general.
I think a name that a lot of people don't know but looks really good last year is Samuel Lemkin, the seventh rounder, I believe in 2022. I believe that's what it was. He did really well with Quinnipiac University, who won the national championship. He had, I believe, 43 points in 39 games. He, as a freshman, I think he did really, really good. Obviously, he had great teammates around him, and they won the national championship. So, I mean, he had a good supporting cast. But I think for a seventh-round pick, I think this is great value. And I think if they hit on this, it's going to be really interesting to see how he develops into the Coyotes lineup in the future.
Late-round picks, I love it. So that's great. All right, Chase, prospect that everyone should be watching this season.
Well, I'm going to go with one of the three selections from the 2022 draft. I'm going to go with Maverick Lemieux. He was the defenseman taken by the Coyotes. He had 19 points in 35 games played last year in the Q. Listen, the Coyotes defense is pretty good, but they don't have that many prospects in the blue line right now on the Coyotes squad. Soderstrom, obviously, one of the only ones, J.J. Moser. But I really think Lemieux, with his height and size, I think he can do some great things. He's a more of an offensive defenseman, and that's what the Coyotes kind of need for this season. If he blazes it up in the queue, we might see something later in the season of him coming up.
Yeah, you could get some tryout at the end of the year. So we'll see. He was drafted a little high for me when he was drafted, but definitely has potential in the NHL and definitely fits the style that it seems like Armstrong wants in the lineup. So, yeah, definitely. All right, Haynes, finish it off. Prospect that everyone should be watching this year.
I'm going to stay with 2023. I'm going to go Dmitry Shemeshev. I think this is a lot of criticism over this pick. I mean, there was a lot of names available when the Coyotes were available there, and people think they passed over on some picks. And, you know, not the first time the Coyotes have faced some criticism. And, I mean, you got to remember last year, I think only two NHL teams were allowed to scout over in Russia. Coyotes were one of them. They saw Shemeshev play in person. Same with Daniil Boot and all that. They got to watch these guys play in person. So, you know, at the end of the day, I don't do this. I don't scout for a living. This isn't my job. I'm on here doing a podcast on YouTube, talking on a YouTube channel. I don't do the day by day stuff that these guys do. And I'm excited for Shemyshev. The more I hear about him, the more people talk about that he was probably one of the best defensemen in the draft. I'm really excited. And I think fans that can somehow tune in to watch him should be definitely keeping an eye on this guy this year.
Yeah, he was again another guy that I thought was drafted a bit high, but yeah, I thought he was going to drop down to the Canucks, but I drafted quite a bit higher. But yeah, he's definitely an interesting one to watch if you can get to watch him.
Yeah, the KHL on TV somehow.
I'm sure someone's given some clips on Twitter. So,
yeah.
All right, this one could be an easy one. Actually, probably not this year. Keller's probably going to be the one, but Chase, what do you got for who's leading the team in scoring on forwards and defense?
Listen, I don't want to be generic here. Logan Cooley, I think, is definitely going to be up there, but it's going to be Clay and Keller. Yeah. He went last year, 37 goals, and yet he's still underrated. I think Keller is going to... I think in the near future, going to hit that 100-point mark in the near future. I think he's just meshed well with Attorney, and I really, really like him. And I think he's going to be, again, offensively great this year. In terms of defense, I think it's more of a toss-up. I think I'm going to have to go with Matt Dumba, you know, coming back. I don't think this defense is a high-scoring defense yet. But I think Dumba can really have a comeback year, and just off the top of my mind.
Yeah, he's definitely a guy that, well, he has a potential. He did have, like you mentioned, that 50-point season. Not that long. Well, I mean, maybe it's a bit long ago now, but
a couple seasons ago, you know, not too
bad. It's not bad. All right, Haynes, what do you got? Do you got your man Clayton Keller as the leading scorer on forwards?
Yeah, I mean... We all know if you've listened to me talk enough, unfortunately, you know that Clayton Keller has been my guy on the Coyotes long before he's been drafted. And I mean, he's going to lead the team in scoring again. I mean, the future Coyote captain, next team captain. I mean, this guy, 37 goals last year. I think he's going to top 40 this year. I think he's on his way to topping 40. And like Chase said, he's only grown in 20's system, and he's only going to get better with time. Yeah. So hopefully the league finally takes a little bit more notice to him. I understand they like to turn a blind eye to the desert, but unless it's Vegas, but hopefully more eyes will be out in Arizona this year watching. Defensive-wise, I'm going to go Sean Durzi. I think Durzi's in for a do-bag breakout year. He's finally getting some top-line minutes that he wasn't getting in Los Angeles, and I think he's – him and Moser are going to be edging out there along with Dumba. I mean, it could be a conundrum here of defensive guys. It might come down to like – you know, it might come down to like who gets half an assist or something to break who's the top-scoring defenseman on this team.
Yeah, the defense a little tougher to pick. You can probably all right, Cooper. You got Clayton Keller on forwards. I mean, the defense would probably not guess, but
I think it would be wrong for me not to say Clayton Keller. I think he's the obvious choice. I mean, I think another big thing people don't really put in perspective is all of last offseason he was recovering from an injury. So this entire offseason he's been training it for the season rather than recovering from an injury. So I think he's gonna top what he did last year. I think, like Haynes said, I think 40 is really in reach, and I think even 100 points is in reach. I think he could really break out. And I think for my defenseman, I think JJ Moser. It could go five, six different ways, like you said, but I think JJ Moser really has first defenseman potential, and I think he's gonna do really well this year.
All right, we got three different picks for the defense. See how interesting it is.
Keep it different here on the Coyotes season previews. We don't keep it the same here. We change it all up.
I'll pick someone else, and this one probably won't happen. But Troy Stetcher, I love Troy Stetcher, so I'm gonna say he does.
A little Vancouver bias, but we'll
Vancouver bias. I was hoping he would come back to Vancouver. There was talk about it, but he went back to Arizona. So. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who leads the defense. Okay, let's go trades. And this could happen quite a bit. I mean, depending on where they are in the standings at the deadline. Haynes, who you got as trade bait before the deadline here?
Man, this is another case of last year of an answer that really will get me criticized by people and all that. People are going to hate I say this. Yeah, people are going to hate that I say this, but because he was only signed to a one-year deal, I think Matt Dumba, I mean, if he has a breakout year, the Coyotes aren't looking hot at the trade deadline. If he has a Gostisbehere-type revitalize of his career down here in Arizona, I mean, it's going to be hard not to move him at the trade deadline if the Coyotes are you know, fine in the basement again, which I don't think they will, but if they are, it's going to be hard not to move him if he's having a good year. So please don't throw my Twitter in here, because people will find me anyway if that when they hear this. But yeah, I think Dumba is probably the guy. If anybody had to move, is probably a likely option.
That 1 year deal is the thing, and it's not expensive. $3.9 million is not massive, especially when it's cut in half, right? So
yep.
All right, Cooper, who do you got as trade bait? Is it Dumba or you got someone else?
I think obviously Dumba is a great option. I think he very well could be traded if the Coyotes aren't in a playoff spot or near a playoff spot. But I think another player who signed a one-year deal is Jason Zucker. I think he definitely, his cap hit is a little higher at 5.3, I believe. I think it's a little higher for teams that may not be willing to take that on. But I think that he could be a player that could be traded, especially if he's playing on the second line with like Cooley, Michelli, those type of players. So if he has a really good year with us and he can stay healthy, I think if the Coyotes are in a spot where they're going to be contending, I think he could be traded.
Yeah, there's another guy. Again, the cap pick goes down when he's traded midseason.
Yeah.
So that won't be too bad for a team that's looking for that. Right, Chase, you got someone else as a trade bait here?
I do. I think both Dumba and Zucker, more Dumba than anything, are great choices for be trading, even though I don't know if I see the Coyotes trading away these big pieces this year. I'm going to go with someone that's been in trade baits recently and might get moved even before the season starts, in Jan Janik. 23 points in 30 games last year of Tucson, was a plus 50, though. That's pretty good. two games with the Coyotes last year. We know there's some issues going on with him and the Coyotes. I could really see someone taking a flyer on him, especially seeing his Roadrunners points and statistics last year. I think if the Coyotes don't have something in play with him right now, I think they will by trade deadline.
Yeah, he was I think we talked about on Howlers and Growlers that he's a good young player. I think he could potentially he had 50 penalty minutes, right? At not plus 50.
Yeah, sorry. Penalty minutes.
Not a plus 50. That'd be amazing. I'd love to see that.
I was like, whoa, wait. I don't know if I was reading that correctly.
I had to double check because I'm like, is that right?
Yeah. But still pretty good.
Roadrunner's really good. Yeah,
pretty good. 50 penalty.
Really good.
Fingers crossed.
All right, let's finish this segment off, or the show off, with one of my funnest. I love this question. Bold predictions, hot takes. And I'll start with you, Chase. A bold prediction or hot take for this season?
There's a lot of them I could name. I think the one I'm going to go geared towards more, I think Haynes and Cooper can agree with me. Coyotes are going to be in playoff contention this year. I know for us three, we spent a lot of time looking at this team, but you know, others don't, and others think the Coyotes are going to be at the bottom of the barrel. But I really do think they could potentially make the playoffs. I think they're going to end up either fourth or fifth in the division, and that could be good enough to make the playoffs. And I think that's a hot take in its own.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when everyone's kind of thinking they're going to be in the basement again, right? So. All right, Cooper, you got a bold prediction for us here?
This was pretty bold. I'll tell you that. But I think Logan Cooley is going to win the Calder, especially over Connor. A lot of people are saying he's going to win it.
All Chicago hate you right now, Cooper.
Hopefully they don't come after me. But I think he has all the tools in the world to succeed. And I also think, although the Blackhawks got Taylor Hall, along with some other pieces, I think the Coyotes are a better team. They're just a well-built team, and I think if he can be fit with good players and good linemates, I think he could do really well this year and win the Calder.
Man, that race is going to be tough. It's going to be fun. All right, Haynes, what do you got? A bold prediction here.
Wow, again, to end it off, this must be like senior privilege getting to end it out here. both y'all are great. I want to say both, but I'm going to stick with one, and you know, I love Cooley. I think Cooley is literally going to be a top three finalist for the Calder there. But it's such a tight race. I think I have to go with Chase here. I mean, I said it before. The Kais are going to be a playoff team. People can come back and call me out if it doesn't happen, but I think the Kais are a playoff team. I'm not saying they're a division clinching three spots there, but this team is going to make it hard not to be a wild card team. They are going to challenge people to keep them out against the wild card.
Yes, I agree with that. I think that's a I don't know if it's bold, but it's realistic. I think it could be bold though, especially how they ended the last season, but and the previous season and all the other seasons. But the very exciting team. I think they're probably one of the most exciting young teams that are in the NHL right now, and Cooley just added to it. So I'm going to say Cooley's in that finalist. I don't know if that's a bold prediction in itself, but especially with so many different names that you could be talking about.
Such a good year for rookies this year. I told you, this is going to be like one of the most exciting Calder races ever in the last like 5 or 6 plus years. Yeah. I mean, just the names. I mean, Luke Hughes, you know, Cooley, sadly Gunther can't be in. I'd love to have seen him in there. Yeah. I mean, Bedard, Fantilli. I mean,
yeah.
Leo Carlson potentially. I mean, this is a deep Calder race this year. I mean, there's a lot of really good guys, and only three can make it. That's even more fun. And only three guys can make it.
Yeah, we saw last year. I mean, Michelli arguably should have been in that top three. But also, I mean, the goaltenders too. Devon Levi for Buffalo. For that Calder, but I think Cooley's going to be all the way in it till the end.
I agree. I'm not going to do that as a bold prediction because I did Adam Fantilli as my bold prediction for the club as winning the Calder. So I can't double up my prediction because you can't have two Calder winners. So
I know that you're going to have where I want to see what your Chicago one's going to be now. Since you already used Fantilli, I want to see what your Chicago one's going to be.
Well, my bold prediction, he doesn't win the Calder. So all right. Well, I did a bold prediction. All right. Troy Stetcher leading the defense and scoring. So that I think is a bold prediction. Okay. Well, thanks, Cooper, Chase, and Haynes for coming on the show to preview the Coyotes upcoming season, because I think it's going to be very exciting, like we've said many times here. Hopefully it lives up to the hype with all these young guys, and we have a really good round tables throughout the season as we keep talking about this team. So before we get going around out of here, Haynes, give us your Twitter, your X, whatever they're calling that social media now, but where can everyone find your stuff and follow you?
Well, I'm going to go with Twitter. I feel weird saying to give someone my X. I feel kind of weird.
I know.
For people that want to find me on Twitter, you can find any of the three of us on the Hockey Writers. I am so happy to have these two guys on the team with me. I'm looking forward to a great year. You can find me on Twitter at Haynes P. Evans. That's capital H, capital P, capital E. Hopefully you follow me and you're not disgusted or, you know, just annoyed by what I have to tweet about the Coyotes. I tweet about them quite a bit, but yeah, you can find me on Twitter. I mean, this exciting year.
Yeah, for sure. And Chase, same thing, social media, where can everyone find your stuff?
I'm going to have to go Twitter, not X. Twitter, Chase Beardsley _, obviously covering Coyotes with these two fine gents, but also do a lot of ASU stuff, especially.
Right. Lost the last part of your section there.
Sorry. Chase Beardsley _, obviously covering Coyotes with these fine gents over the season, but also doing a lot of ASU stuff, especially ASU hockey. So make sure to go check that out. Fun stuff.
All right. And Cooper, finish this off. Social media, where can everyone find you?
You can find me on Twitter. I'm not going to say X like all you guys. at Cooper Krigbaum. And I post all my stuff on there. So you can go check all that stuff out there.
All right. And make sure you're following the Hockey Writers for all this. We've got a few other writers that are coming on the team as well, looks like. So make sure you're checking out every
gearing up for the cup run.
Yeah. All right.
loading the roster up for the cup run. I like it.
Yeah. Cup's gonna look beautiful in mullet.
But make sure you're checking out all the Arizona Coyotes coverage at thehockeywriters.com. We got preview posts every day, it seems, that lots of stuff coming out. We got lots of prospect coverage right now. So make sure you're checking all that out. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already. Make sure you're giving this video a like. Drop your comments in the section below. You can answer all those quick fire questions yourself. How are the Coyotes going to do this season? Do you think they're a playoff team? Maybe. Who knows?
You can criticize us all in the video. Whatever makes you happy.
All right. But make sure to check out all these preview videos. You want to take a look. We're doing them throughout the whole NHL. But you're probably just going to check out this one because you're a Coyotes fan, obviously, if you're watching this. So until next time, make sure to check out everything. And until next time on the next Hockey Writers Roundtable, we'll see you next time.